bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And we have gone to one of our own on Wednesday nights. You can hear Women Talking Footy right here on this very station. Danae Gibson is one of the two people that present that program. Oh, no, more than two.
Well, there's actually six.
Six,
in
yes.
the team, but we have an interchange bench.
I tend to hear you more than I do the others, so you'll forgive me for making the assumption.
Yeah, so Fiona Newton is the skipper,
yes.
and I guess I'm just a general midfielder.
The ruck rover, yeah. I think,
in some footy parlance.
Hey, a couple of other sporting stories first. Mm-hmm. It has been announced this morning that Russia's athletics track and field team can't compete in the Rio Olympics.
Because that's for sure.
It's official. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
But hang on, I want to know why we ask this off here. Why can't we have a drug Olympics?
Well,
where they can all get doped up and then see who's the fastest.
I don't like drugs in sport anywhere.
No.
And it wouldn't be in the Olympics. It would be against the Olympic spirit. And what Baron de Coubertin said when the modern Olympics started again in 1896, it's not about that. It's about going out there and doing your best, unaided, I think.
The Russians get to compete.
Be the Russian Games.
My beloved had a suggestion last night that before, say, the 200-metre race, so it was discovered that the gold medalists from the last Games in London cheated, then they should present the new gold medalist and silver and bronze before the 200-metre race in Rio's.
Oh.
So it could take a very long time.
Yes. Well, it could be a bloody long Olympics. It'll go for 3.5 weeks. Hey, there was a presentation made yesterday to Jared Talent, Australian 50-kilometre walker who was an Olympic record holder in coming second in London. A presentation from IOC, Australia's IOC delegate John Coates yesterday in Melbourne. A wonderful thing for him.
Yeah, he was dudded and appropriately received his gold medal yesterday with his family, which is kind of nice.
It is. His comments, though, he didn't get to stand on a podium.
Yeah.
And we could have made one for him.
Oh, we could have.
Some egg cartons. And
yeah.
Paper mache. Tape.
We are an enterprising bunch.
Yeah, we are.
Interesting, some commentary out of last night's game. North Melbourne obviously couldn't kick straight.
This is North.
Bulk of the problem.
They do know their goals, not just points, don't they? Pete.
Macca, we aren't sitting on top of the ladder because we can't tell the difference between goals and points.
Hubris.
Yeah. Some interesting commentary around about some of the umpiring decisions.
Yes, and there will be an investigation into some of the things that were said by umpires on the field. And so this story will carry on during the week.
Yes, it will. Rather unpleasantly, I suggest. I think the big story for me this week, and let's talk women in footy, the announcement of the 8 teams that will make up the AFL's National Women's Competition, the NWL, the National Women's League.
Well, I'm not sure. I still haven't seen an official title.
Adam White on ABC late yesterday afternoon said it will be the NWL. It will be the acronym.
I thought about it a lot, and I can't come up with anything else because the West Australian Football Commission the WAFL,
yes.
And they weren't going to change it. You can't have the AWFL because that's just awful. Yeah. So, there was talk of AFLW, but it just doesn't roll off. The National Women's League, it works. I note today that the NRL, the National Rugby League, are looking at having a national women's competition by 2021.
Which would be the NWRL?
So, yeah, but, too late. We'll bolt it.
We'll have 16 teams by then.
Those sorts of considerations are really important. The AFL have given 8 licences to clubs to have an 8-week national competition in February, March 2017, with 5 provisional licences to those that made a bid. So 13 of the 18 clubs made a bid for the national comp. And I'm just hoping the expectations aren't too unrealistic as to what we can expect to happen. But I do note that with the 8-week competition in February, March, pre-season starts in November, draft in October.
Footy doesn't finish.
Marquee players announced in a couple of weeks. The women will have their regular state-based competitions next year. So they will be playing from February till September, October.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting.
There was also discussion this week about the awarding of the Best and Fairest Medal to somebody from the National Women's League to the best and fairest player, I should suggest, and that it might be the Women's Brownlow until such time as there...
That's just bollocks.
Well, it is, but it's named for Charlie Brownlow. I don't know.
It'll be the Susan Alberti, I think. So we'll call it the Albo. I love that. She's a
former president of the Footscray Footy Club.
Yeah, and a long-time supporter of the national competition. So the Western Bulldogs in Melbourne were absolute shoo-ins.
Well, they've already had the partial season, I suppose, this year. They played the curtain raiser.
Yep. Exhibition games.
And exhibition games. They're two of the biggest adjutants for the women's competition. Listening to Peter, the president.
Searle? No.
Footscray.
Gordon. Gordon.
Correct. Yeah, thank you. Peter Gordon. That's Ian, our Kiwi.
Wasn't sure where you were going there.
Ben. Yes. Well, I was listening to Peter Gordon yesterday, the day before, with John Fain, talking about... Susan's contribution to the game. So it's going to be fantastic. So we know Melbourne and Footscray were always going to be shoo-ins.
Absolutely.
Other six, now we've got, there's four interstate and two Melbourne teams.
Let's go interstate.
Let's
first.
Do that. And why don't we start in your hometown of Freo, Dale?
So excited that Freo beat West Coast at something. Perhaps it'll be Fremantle's first flag. Who knows? Fremantle had a good bid, apparently.
Yes.
The Adelaide... Crows have got a license, and I'm really excited about that because they're going to work with the Northern Territory.
Yes.
So it's the middle of Australia,
right.
And a lot will happen with that, I think.
I believe the people of Port Adelaide and surrounds aren't so fussed.
Yeah, well, let's not go down any alleyways that we can't cover in the next
dangerous.
Few minutes.
Yes.
The Brisbane club have a license, and the Greater Western Sydney team, and that's interesting because I think their academies are working really well. And one of the things that I've discovered over the last 6 months is that the young girls and women playing Aussie rules football are really appreciating the support off the field with things like academies, and the standard and health and well-being of those girls and women are is improving. So that will be really important. And the last two are interesting because Carlton got the nod. And we all thought that North Melbourne...
would get the nod because we've had an ongoing process with the Huddle and other...
Yeah, so the Huddle is great grassroots work by North Melbourne. I'm disappointed for them, and I hate Carlton. So,
well, Carlton's bid was apparently fantastic.
Oh, yeah. But, show ponies.
You know, I'm sort of looking... I thought Eddie Maguire's comments where he said that, you know, there's young boys every night go to bed dreaming to pull on the black and white for Collingwood, and now there can be young girls can go to bed and have the same dream. I thought that was quite lovely. I don't think there's a great many people actually going to bed dreaming about playing for Collingwood. I think Eddie's slightly misguided by his home bias, but...
But the fundamental truth of the national women's competition
Correct.
Is that it's a pathway for young girls. And remembering what it was like to be 9 and 10 and loving football, the thought of actually being able to play like that, it's truly exciting.
Because the cutoff sort of hits, I think it hits 13 or 14, and then... To date, young women have sort of been said, well, now it's time to go and do something else, old jolly hockey sticks, because you can't play footy.
Or you go and play for your community football club, like women have done for, 100 years.
Yes.
Have to put out a second mortgage to afford to do that.
Correct. That's one of the things I do want to talk about. But, Mac, you've got a question.
Yeah, I have a question. Let's roll forward a few years, Danae.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's ever... do you think there is men and women playing football together?
I haven't even thought about that. I guess, yeah, I can't see why not.
Okay, we have women's teams and obviously men's teams. In the future, what about a men's and women's team?
Well, yeah, why not? I kind of like...
It poses some risks, I think, but those risks can be certainly mitigated by the slight rule changes. And
yeah.
Well, those man buns that women
they've got
will
to go.
Pull. Yeah. The ponytails versus the man buns.
Indeed.
I quite like the idea of separate spaces for a range of reasons, and I guess...
No, I do too, but I just sort of think that getting... sport, it's about the competition.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to see that so you don't get... the situation where a lot of tennis players rate women tennis players as less effective than men. I just think it's an interesting...
Quite possibly more effective.
An interesting discussion for the future.
Yep.
It also leads us to something you touched on just a second ago, is the equality with pay. You've talked about women having to... And we've seen this in other sports where women are negatively impacted, particularly the whole strike with the women's soccer league.
Yeah. Go Matildas.
Yes, where they are absolutely negatively impacted because of the pay scale. Is there going to be, or will we see, some sort of equality in the money that's offered to elite players, elite women players? I know you laugh, but I have to ask the question because it makes sense.
Well, I hear that the highest paid player will be $25,000.
Which is an outrage.
For the 8 weeks.
When you can offer Buddy Franklin $18 billion to play for the Sydney Swans for 2.5 minutes.
So let's revisit this in 5 years when there's at least 13 clubs, when there's a clear broadcasting deal, when Collingwood, who now will have a men's football team, a netball team, because they are part of the new deal of netball, a women's team.
Probably an NRL team as well, knowing Eddie Maguire.
Knowing them. 5 years from now, we'll know what is going to be the way forward for pay parity, because we're a long way off that. Yeah. What I'd like to see is young girls and women not having to pay out so much to participate.
And what sort of impact will this decision or this announcement now have on other women's or other sports that are traditionally, and I'm using the inverted commas here, traditionally male dominated? So, you know, we've seen improvements in women's cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those other sports where women are involved, but again, are sort of just off to the side.
Yeah. Well, I think the interesting questions ahead are about how we look after young girls and women, and how the governance of the growth of what is now an industry of women's sport, how will we look after the people and the conditions that they work and play in.
Mm. I know you're footy obsessed, but we're, I think, 48 days out from the Rio Olympics. Have you booked your space on the sofa? Have you starting to stockpile the crisps and the twisties?
I've checked to see what the time difference is. We always have a meal that matches the city that the Olympics are held in on opening ceremony night. Yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to watching the women's sevens rugby play, because I still haven't seen that game, but I can imagine it's really exciting because it's open.
It's so fast.
Yeah, and they are the best in the world. So I'm Matildas, of course. I will watch everything I think that
you
I possibly
and,
can.
I think you and I are going to be walking around like zombies for a couple of weeks. I've actually spoken to my employers and said, look, you know, I'm going to be here, but Lord knows if I'm going to be switched on. With the time difference as it is, there will be a little screen on my desk that is showing what's happening. I think, you know, we can look forward to a much stronger swimming team than we had in London, particularly the women's swimming team. Those Campbell sisters are just fantastic.
They're fantastic,
And the other thing I'm looking forward to is the ABC will broadcast the Paralympics, and some of the results we saw in the Paralympic swim trials, for example, have been world beating. So I think we've got a very exciting Olympics coming up.
And just finally, I'm sure this is a year that the female athlete of the year will not be a horse.
Or perhaps someone that rides one.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that could be good.
Yes, it could be.
I hope Michelle Payne gets better. Anna Mears, Sally Pearson, the Opals. Yeah, go team.
Exactly. Danae Gibson is on Wednesday night. You can hear on the wireless Women Talking Footy.
No, we're chicks. We're Chicks Talking
Chicks
Footy.
Talking Footy. Sorry, I was trying to, again, be respectful. Yeah, Chicks Talking Footy Wednesday night right here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.